Oh, what a good time we're about to have. We have pianists, we have violinists, we have a bass player, we have a flutist, we have a clarinetist, and we have a guitarist about to play right now to lead off the performers from Music Fest Northwest. Grant Reese is a senior at Whitworth University, where he studies with Paul Grove, who sends so many significant students, including last night's Young Artist winner, to this festival and, fortunately, to our microphones. Grant has for us a piece by Leo Brouwer, that great Cuban guitarist and composer, Un Día Noviembre, A Day in November. Let's right now hear from our guitarist, Grant Reese. Thank you. Really beautiful. Grant Reese, the guitarist who was just playing for us. That was by Leo Brower, Un Día Noviembre, A Day in November. And boy, it was dark, it was gray, the leaves had fallen off the trees. Great desolation in that piece, isn't there, Grant?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I remember those days. So you're a student at Whitworth. What's your major?
Music.
So okay,
so you classical guitar, yeah.
And so you're serious guitar performance major, and then the other related things of music. Do you play all various guitars and various styles and things like that?
No, mostly just classical, though I do some worship music.
Okay, good. And so then you say one more year at Whitworth, and you're not quite the same age as other seniors at Whitworth. Did you do something else first?
Well, I took some time off from school and then realized I missed guitar, and so I came back to it type thing.
And it feels pretty nice to really feel committed to it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you clearly did, because it was gorgeous sound and music making. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Grant Reese, who was playing for us. So I think we need a weather change. We just had a day in November. I think we need a little bit of spring to happen outside as well as inside, as well as through our radio speakers. We're going to get that from Takuji Miyasaka. He was here yesterday playing, but this is very different what he's doing. The most famous of Beethoven violin sonatas, the Spring Sonata, and it's going to be the first movement of that. Takuji is a 10-year-old violinist from Pullman, studies with Meredith Arxey. He's joined by Elena Panchenko, whom we're pleased to have playing for us, especially many of the students who come to us from Moscow and Pullman. So you're all tuned, you're all ready to go. Let's have a movement of Beethoven played by Takuji Miyasaka.
Thank you.
Violinist Takuji Miyasaka, joined by the pianist Elena Panchenko. The two of them did the first movement of the Beethoven F major sonata, the Spring Sonata. So, Takuji, back again today. Glad to have you back here. What are you doing this summer? Are you doing... Neil, you can go ahead and tune while Takuji and I talk. Are you going to any music camps or doing any music things? Come up fairly close to the microphone. Yeah, right there.
I'm going to Indiana summer camp, and I'm also going to the Seattle Suzuki Institute. That's all the music camps I'm going to.
Okay, that's really great. So the Suzuki Institute, you started as a Suzuki violinist, did you?
Yes, yeah. I did.
And are you still playing out the Suzuki books, or
yeah.
Are you beyond that now?
I'm still playing in the Suzuki books. Although my teacher has me do other pieces outside of Suzuki repertoire.
As in this Beethoven piece that you
yes.
just did. Well, have a great time at those summer camps, and we'll look forward to hearing you next year.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That was Takuji Miyasaka playing Beethoven for us. Also from Pullman is the 9-year-old violinist, Neil Wang, who is again joined by Elena Panchenko. And it's a really lovely favorite piece that we get to hear from Neil, the Ashokan Farewell by Jay Unger. Here in our studio, violinist Neil Wang.
Thank you.
Neil, come on over. Come on over. Neil Wong, who is playing the Ashokan Farewell for us with the help of the pianist who has been with us this morning, and Elena Panchenko. Anyway, whose idea was it to play the Ashokan Farewell? Was it you or Ms. Arksy's idea?
Kind of both of us.
Kind of both of you.
Yeah.
Had you heard the piece before?
No.
And so it was a new piece that came to you?
Yeah.
How do you like playing it?
I like it a lot.
And what's different about it than the other pieces that you sometimes play? What do you get to do in it?
I get to do a lot of like sliding and a lot of bass notes.
Yeah, and also you get some double stops. Is this your first time to do double stops too?
Not much, but still like there's a lot of it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Well, it was really gorgeous. So thank you for that really beautiful Ashokan Farewell. Thanks a lot. Okay. Seated at our piano is the first pianist for the day, and that's Duff Overstreet. She has a couple pieces for us. She is a 12-year-old pianist, a seventh grader at Libby Odyssey, that amazing center for advanced learning in Spokane. She's a student of Yuchen Shin, has been studying the piano for 8 months only. We'll talk about her already amazing musical past. But right now, let's hear her play the Bartok Come Home Lidi from one of the Bartok short pieces. Home Lady, played for us by Duff Overstreet, who's coming to the microphone because we're going to talk about the next piece she's playing, the Kabalevsky Variations on a Russian Folk Song. This piece is pretty personal for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's 5 variations, and each one is a different character, and I chose people in my life so that I could play like they're the ones singing it.
Oh, that's great. So out of these 5 variations, tell us... as long as nobody that hears it will mind. Who are the 5 people?
They're my teachers.
They're the teachers. And in order, they are?
The theme, it's like a conversation, but the next one is, the next variation is playful. And so I gave that to my teacher, Mr. Bone, because he's a comedian. And I gave the next variation to Mrs. England. And the next one is very staccato and precise, so I gave that to the algebra teacher, Mr. Piper. And the next one is very angelic, and it reminds me of my orchestra, so that one's about Miss Harris. And then the last one is the final one, and that one's for my teacher, Mike Cantlin.
Who is the kind of person who pulls everything else together, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, with that lovely description, let's ask you to go back to the piano. This is Duff Overstreet playing her very expressive and personal version of the Variations on a Russian Folk Song by Kabalevsky. Thank you. Thank you. Duff Overstreet playing the variations on a Russian folk song by Dmitry Kabalevsky. And I was going to mention a little bit more about Duff because she's a cellist and also has a lot of that great musical background that comes from having been in the Spokane area youth choirs for a few years. It's always an amazing total musical comprehension that people get when they're in that. But then on top of that, so she just started piano, and that's really great, so thanks.